So, do you enjoy biology, Chris?
Yeah, I guess I do, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what do you enjoy about it?
I don't really know. I guess I like Miss VI. Like, she's a good teacher. And I just enjoy it over most other subjects for some reason. I don't really know.
Okay. What is it you like about the way Miss VI teaches, then?
She's, like, a lot more group work and, like, not so, like, individual. Sometimes I like that more, like, using groups.
Why does group work help you, or why do you think group work helps you to learn better?
Because when I'm doing it by myself, I kind of, like, get distracted and I just don't do it. So then when I'm working with my group, I get told what I need to do, then I just do it.
Okay. What were you doing today? What was the purpose of today's lesson?
To revise for a test, I think, and just learn about enzymes or what we've been doing lately.
Okay. And what did you learn today that you didn't know before?
I don't know. I can't remember what it's called. It's about the, like, bead things and, like...
I saw you drawing that picture with the circles in the yeah. kind of shape.
Yeah, it's like...
And there was a word, wasn't there, that you wrote down. Do you remember?
It's like continuous. I can't really remember, but yeah, it was about that.
Okay, what helps you learn best in biology, then? What are the activities that you do where you feel, yeah, I've really understood that, that really helps me, apart from just general group work, or any specific things?
Practicals, I guess. I don't like writing things down. It's just, I find that kind of boring and tedious. So when it's practical, I enjoy it more, then it kind of sticks with me.
Okay, so how does a practical help you more than writing things down, do you think?
I guess it's just more fun, so you remember it. So, yeah.
And what do you do if you get stuck? What if you're doing something in a practical and it goes wrong, or you forget what you're supposed to be doing next? What do you do?
I guess I would ask Miss VI, or just ask, like, people around me.
And what about if you get stuck with a bit of independent work that you're not allowed to ask anyone?
Then I'd ask Miss VI or, like, a LSE if I was in the room.
Okay. What things that Miss VI does help you to work best for you in the classroom? So, for instance, teachers often have different things that they use. So they might have diagrams that need annotating, or, like you were doing today, filling out a sheet, or maybe doing a card sort, or discussing things. What do you think are the good ways, the best ways that you learn?
Probably like the sheet kind of stuff, like last lesson we made like posters and specific things that we were doing, and then yeah, that kind of stuck with me a little bit more, like okay. on our specific thing.
So when you physically turn something, some knowledge into something else, you find that helps
yeah.
you to remember it. Yeah. How do you revise, Chris? If you were to go home now, because you've got a test after half term, haven't you? How do you revise at home?
I'll probably look in the books, read about it, and then I'll probably turn it into like revision cards or something, and I'll look at them and stuff and try and look at
it. Is that what you normally do for tests?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you were to do, if that lesson was going to happen again to a different Year 11 group, what would you... change about it? What would you make different about it? Or do you think that lesson is exactly how it needs to be?
I guess a pretty good lesson, but maybe I don't really know, like let us talk a little bit more, like on our tables, not like to the whole class, but just our tables.
Talk about what?
Like the work and like help and stuff, basically.
Okay. Is there a kind of understanding that you don't talk then, or?
I guess we do. Well, we do talk a little bit, but like, it's not really sometimes about the work, I guess.
Okay, Chris, that's great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
No worries. Cheers. Okay.